Item number 8 and number 9 are combined hearing again. Item number 8 is a rezoning of 488 Henderson Highway, file DAZ 213 of 2010. That's being considered along with a variance for 488 Henderson, file DAV 130394/2010D. These are for the end of hearing. The applicant. Please come forward, Carl Devlin.
Good evening. My name is Carl Devlin. I am the owner of Carrington Homes, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the application
Can
for the...
Can you speak in the mic? I haven't heard anybody here yet.
Is that better?
Right.
Okay. I'll start over.
All right.
Good evening. My name is Carl Devlin. I am the owner of Carrington Homes, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the application for the rezoning of 488 Henderson Highway. We are proposing to rezone this property from single-family large to residential multifamily small. This property is located on a heavy bus route, and the redevelopment would not have any negative impact on traffic flow. 488 Henderson Highway has been a derelict eyesore to the community for some time with its overgrown trees and unattended lawn. A redevelopment should be a welcome change to the community. The reasons why Carrington Homes has chosen the designation of RMFS is because we feel that it is the least intrusive on the community and its neighboring properties. This property is approximately 103 feet wide by 350 feet deep for a total of just under 36,000 square feet. Within the designation of RMFS, it is required that there be 1,250 square feet of land per dwelling unit. This calculates to be 27 allowable lots. We have shown in our application two buildings, each having 7 units, for a total of 14, just over half of the allowable units. In continuing research and development of this property, we feel that it is possible to design units that would take up less footprint yet maintain its upscale living space that we have always intended for this property. We feel that there is ample room on this property to place more than 14 units without crowding its quaintness. Therefore, we ask Council not to restrict us to 14 units, but to work with us in the final design approval process. This would be conducive with Plan Winnipeg. For those who are not familiar with Plan Winnipeg, it is the most important document prepared by the City of Winnipeg because it provides the foundation of all civic activities. Found in this document is the encouragement of infill of vacant lands such as 488 Henderson Highway and the revitalization of existing neighborhoods to maximize the use of existing infrastructure and ultimately the slowing of urban sprawl. This property is located on a very accommodating bus route to downtown. In turn, this development could be considered environmentally friendly and once again conducive with Plan Winnipeg, in which it states that we must try to meet transportation demands in which reduce the reliance on the automobile and more on public transportation. Based on these facts, we feel that the redevelopment would be a benefit to all of Winnipeg. On behalf of Carrington Homes, I would like to thank everyone here that took the time out of their busy lives to listen to the new improvements that Carrington Homes has proposed to the community.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carl. Yeah, just hold on a sec.
Oh.
I know I was at the, there was a pre-application hearing for this particular project, and I know I was there along with planner John Winthrop here.
Yes.
And at that time, you were talking what's in this report here, the 14 units.
Actually, at that meeting, we did show a proposal of 17 units, and I've actually got the posters here if I can bring them up here. They were at that meeting.
Okay.
Do you want me to bring them up so everybody can see?
Sure. You can play Vanna.
You want to do the other stuff?
Flip it over. So 7 and 10, okay. Or 8 and 9, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I understand you subsequently had consultation with the neighborhood. Did you ever, at that time, were you talking 14 units? Were you talking 17 units? Were you talking whatever number of units Plan Winnipeg says we should have?
We were talking about 17 units with the community.
Okay.
These are the exact posters that were there.
At the second?
First and second.
Okay.
And actually, at the first meeting, it was recommended that we show how this development would be in conjunction with the neighboring properties. We actually had a second meeting. We provided this poster that ultimately
this
shows.
After the application was made, so I was not allowed to be part of that. So
that's correct.
Do you want to bring this forward? Okay. Syndicate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 units over there and 8 there. Okay, good.
It was recommended that we try to respect the neighbors as much as possible with their privacy. I've discussed it directly with some of the neighbors that came out to both the first and the second meeting. We do not plan on having any windows facing their properties in the building that is along the Red River. I think that was well taken by the neighbors.
Okay. All right. Okay. Any other questions from the committee?
No.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else whose name has not been called wishes to speak in support of this application? Anybody else wishes to speak in support? Hear none. Edward and Joanne Kalensky?
Yeah.
Was I close?
Yep, you're very close.
Good. State your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. Edward Kalensky, 466 Breeden Drive. First of all, I thought he had to state his address, which he didn't.
Oh, my apologies.
Okay. Second of all, the first meeting, we were not notified of it. We didn't even know when to fight at a second meeting. We heard it from word of mouth. And I'm the second property over from this, okay? So, fortunately we heard about it from our neighbors. We went and attended and got the drawings and figured it out and looked at it. At first I thought, maybe it's not a bad idea. And I started thinking about this. Is this the beginning of condos from Breeden Drive to Neal Place? Are all these old homes, nostalgic homes, going to be torn down? And is this going to be the beginning of, like I say, condos? And I have a problem with that. I think Henderson Highway is beautiful. Mm-hmm. This lot will sell to somebody. We'll come in there and buy that lot and develop a house on it. Just a matter of time. And it isn't overgrown with over trees. Those trees are the same trees that are in my yard. Okay, grass has to be cut. I understand that. Owners should be put on the property owner to maintain that. Okay, and that's what the downfall was right now with that property. The city should clamp down on him. But I'm in total opposition of this because I don't want to see condos all the way down Henderson Highway. Okay.
Okay. Comment to sure.
Joanne Kletsky, 466 Breeden Drive. I'm opposed to the construction of the condos. I think it'll ruin the fabric of our neighborhood, or it'll have a negative effect on the fabric of our neighborhood. For those of us who bought into that neighborhood, we were attracted because of the single family dwellings on the river, the treed lots, the privacy, which I feel will be adversely affected greatly. And like my husband, I can see that this will set a precedent. I'm afraid that the neighboring properties, the value of our homes will go down, and then it'll be easy for other developers to come in, purchase them, and more condos to be built. And there is gone the fabric of the neighborhood
sure.
that us homeowners have bought into.
Could one of you just step forward here and indicate on this map which property is yours, just for my...
Okay, this is Henderson. We are the home that sits back here.
show them on it shows up on
is it on?
No, where's this other?
That one's
here?
Very foggy.
This is the home south, and then I don't know if you're aware, there is a back lane here, and our house doesn't front the street. We sit back here.
Oh, okay, you're on the lane there.
Yes,
yes.
Beside gotcha. This home that has the tennis court
right,
in front.
Right.
Our house does not front Breeden, and it does not front Henderson. It sits back here.
Okay.
And so
this map calls it Breeden, but it's
yeah
that little
and
lane.
So
I know what you're talking about.
This building is kind of right in line with our home.
It used to be Hamilton Place. It used to be called the street.
Oh, really?
It's part of Breeden.
Nature.
Anyway, that's my concern.
Okay.
Thank
Any
you.
Questions?
No, no.
You're none? Thank you. Loretta Minsoy?
Minsky.
Minsky?
Hi, I'm Loretta Minsky. I live at 180 Roseout Place. I would like to keep this property as a single-family dwelling, like the other properties in the area. One of my reasons to keep it a single-family dwelling is because of safety concerns. If you're going to build such a big complex with so much houses, you're going to create more traffic onto Henderson Highway. And with the Disraeli Bridge construction, I'm already worried about the traffic concerns. Also, and I've witnessed two people, one person has died on Henderson Highway 30 years ago, and that was before law development. And with more development, I'm worried about safety concerns on Henderson Highway, especially around the Roxy Lane Park. And I agree with the Kalinskis. I'm worried that the condo development is going to just continue ongoing and ruin the fabric of the neighborhood, which my parents have lived there for almost 45 years. But the main reason is for safety concerns, that's my main reason for here.
Now you also brought a letter here from...
That's my sister.
From your sister, Lori Sigurdsson.
She used to live there, but now she's married and lives in North Carolina.
Were you aware that the plans now for the Disraeli call for the creation of a new structure parallel to the current one, and that there'll be four lanes open during construction? Were you aware of that?
A little bit. I don't know the whole extent of that.
Just they're no longer closing the Disraeli. There'll still be four lanes open through the entire construction phase. So.
No, I understand. But, going to work in the morning, it's already hard to get onto Henderson Highway in the morning.
Right.
And with the construction of the Disraeli Bridge, it's going to back everything up. And if you're going to put another 20 or 17 houses in the area, you're going to create more of a traffic concern. And like I said, I witnessed a person, one of my friends passing, got hit on Henderson Highway in front of Roxy Park 30 years ago. She passed away. My neighbor got hit by a car, I'm not sure how many years ago that was, and she was disabled, again, right in front of Roxy Park. And that's before all this development that's proposed happening right now. That's my concern.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody whose name that has not been called who wishes to speak in opposition? If you want to come forward and register, sir, can we get the? We'll get your registration form after. Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Del Hartwig. My address is at 500 Henderson Highway. First of all, I would like to say that I believe that the people who are developing, want to develop this condo, are very nice people. We have lived exactly next door to this proposed development. There is a separation between us and that property by some trees. We knew the previous owners of that property. We know the owner of the property now. We bought the home where we are presently living at 500 Henderson Highway, which is directly beside the proposed development, and have lived there for just about 40 years. As it was stated previously, there's a lot of traffic on Henderson Highway. If you want to try to get out during rush hour to make it to work first thing in the morning, It is almost bumper to bumper traffic. Trying to get home, again, you have got bumper to bumper traffic. For us to get into our property, coming home, heading north on Henderson Highway, we have to make a turn near the, a little turnoff right near Winterton Highway. And then you look for a red light and you scoot like heck trying to get across. To get to 488 Henderson Highway, you would not only have to go to where we would turn, you would have to get on there and you'd have to immediately try to get in to the far right lane to be able to get into there, which is down a little bit further. There is almost no access on the north side of Henderson Highway to get into 488. And when you're looking at extremely busy traffic and adding 17 more cars, because with 17 homes, one car garages, more than likely that adds 17 more cars trying to get on Henderson Highway. Now, I will grant you that the bus service is fabulous. I have lived there, as I said, just about 40 years. I can count on one hand the many times that I have taken the bus. I have grandchildren who, I will say yes, do take the bus once in a while to go from MBCI to come and visit us. But again, that might be once a month. So as far as I'm concerned, I see people, yes, taking the bus, but I do not think that it's going to be this great, overwhelming thing that's going to happen because there is a bus service. Because most people, no matter what you say, do not like to have to take the public transportation. They would prefer taking their car, going downtown, finding a place to park, and leaving when they want to leave. Particularly in the wintertime. The other concern that I have is that, again, as was stated before, once a condo comes in, the property values are going to go down. I don't care how beautiful these places are, and believe me, the picture shows they are going to be exquisite. But living next door to them, I can honestly tell you, I don't want to live next door to them. I don't care if I've got windows looking at me or not. We bought that property 40 years ago because it was quiet. It was a one family residential area. And we did not have to be worried about people sitting within a postage stamp away from Henderson Highway. Therefore, if it were me, and I think my husband would concur, if this condo would go in, I personally would want to sell, and I'd want to get out of there. I don't want to live next to a condo, no matter how beautiful it is. I will grant you that the man who owns the property at 488 has done a lousy job of taking care of that property. When our friend and neighbor lived there, her name was Verna Harris. She and her husband at one time owned Mayflower, the transportation trucking company. When she got to the place where she had to leave due to Alzheimer's and the property came up to be for sale, we proposed to purchase it. And the gentleman who owns it right now, which I won't bother to name, put it plainly, I don't care what is proposed for this property, I will go higher. He used a three-car garage that Verna had for several years before she had to leave to keep some cars in, and he said that's why he wanted the property, so that he could keep his Jaguar, his Rolls, and I can't remember, I think it was a Porsche that he wanted to keep there to protect. The moment that Verna was moved, we have not seen that gentleman since. All he did was put up a big, ugly wooden fence and left the property. The home that was there was a beautiful single-family home, exactly the same as ours. It was in excellent condition, and he bulldozed it down. He had his accountant was allowed to come in and cut a big section of the dining room in the home, which the floor was made of Australian gumwood, which nobody can even purchase now. And he has done nothing with it since. The only thing he has done is gone to Sicily and got himself a beautiful, beautiful vineyard.
This isn't really relevant, but okay.
But I'm just saying, he hasn't taken care of his property.
Sure.
I think he, if anything, should be made to take care of the property. I believe that there are people out there.
Did you ever call my office about the weeds and that? I mean, the city can go in and enforce.
There have been complaints about once or twice a year.
Okay.
The gate is opened and the grass is cut.
Okay.
When the grass is as, almost as high as my waist, and maybe once a year someone will go in and make a track through and plow a little snow.
Shouldn't get that high, but okay.
We have complained about it, but nothing really has been done. So basically what I'm trying to say is I feel that the property, yes, I know it might take a little while, but if it was opened up, I'm sure there would be someone who would like to build a home there, because there's a lot of housing developments that have got some pretty big homes built on them. And this is a beautiful area to have a single family dwelling. So therefore, I am totally and completely opposed. But I thank you for listening to me. I know that my dissertation, I guess you could call it, was a little long. But I thank you very much for your time.
Very good. Any questions?
I have to bring this up. Pardon?
Give your name.
Oh, Al Hartwick. There's about six families that wanted to come here. The sign on the lot says 117 Regent East. We spent 15 minutes finding this place. We went in every building and asked where there is a meeting. And finally, somebody from the Legion, after seeing us go in all these buildings, said there's a yellow sign here, read it. I shouldn't say this, but this is typical government-sponsored things.
Okay.
Where not even a good sign is put up, or something that says the meeting is at the American Legion. Now, all these people aren't here for the same reason we were going to leave. Sorry about that. I'm still fuming. But anyway, can I show you something on the map?
I think the clerk is trying to get the sign here for us right now. Can we take a look? Can I take a look at that, please?
No, on the picture.
No, I'm just taking a look at this. There's a photograph of the posted sign, actually.
Right. We're right next door to the north.
Transcontinental Legion. Is this right? I don't even know. Is this Region Avenue East or Region Avenue West here? It's west, is it east?
East.
This is east. Sign, the sign does appear correct. I can show you if you'd like, sir.
Pardon? Not everybody can live in God's country.
Transcontinental Legion, 117 Region Avenue East. It does say Transcontinental Legion on it.
Yep.
Nope, I do.
But I think the other people missed it for the same reason.
Huh.
It's because Henderson is so busy, you make a quick stop and try to read it, and you go ahead.
New facade. Do they have the numbers on? Put a new facade on the building.
Well, I want to show you this.
Check.
Our house will be. Our lot is right here.
You're this one here.
Yeah. Now we got everybody looking in their lot.
Okay, but there's. Okay, I'm not sure if there's a row of trees still between the lot line or not. But
I don't think that lot line will be there.
Okay.
I think every one of those trees is on our neighbor's lot. We own these trees.
I'll check with the applicant.
And these trees are on 488.
Right.
And four or five years ago, we had so many elm trees, you couldn't see the highway. Now we've lost them all. And there's still more.
Dutch elm disease, or yeah?
Yes.
And it's getting pretty barren. And you can see in the back here, this is going to butt right up on the edge of the lot.
Yes.
Now, it will be just like living in Polo Park in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's a beautiful layout, but I don't want to be next to it.
Okay.
This one?
All right.
We spent a year looking for this property for privacy.
How
long of course, it was 40 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right. Any other questions for the...
Thank you.
No.
No questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody else who wishes to register in opposition? In opposition? Anybody else? There's nobody registered for information. Does anybody want to register for information?
Yeah, go ahead.
For information? I could call the applicant, Carl Devlin, back, please. And apparently I neglected at the beginning to, if you could state your name and address for the record, please. It is being digitally recorded.
Absolutely. Carl Devlin, number 2 Christine Place, East St. Paul, Manitoba, R2E0M1.
Very good.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to the first couple that came here and spoke. I apologize for missing their house. They did attend the second meeting, and I extended my apologies at that point as well. They are kind of tucked in and almost hidden, so I'd like to apologize for that and put that on public record.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. for the last couple that spoke, I think you're very nice people as well. Other than that, I don't really have much to say about this development.
I have a couple questions then. The site plan that's proposed here, where would the lot line be, and will there be any tree buffer or any shrubbery buffer left on the north end here between the driveway and the lot line of 500, is it? 500.
500, yes. This is off of Google, so there's no lot line that's exactly shown on here.
Here.
I'll go back to that to explain.
Councilor?
Those trees are on my lot.
They're on my lot? Or
actually, do you want to take a look at this screen for just
sure,
a second?
Yeah.
Here? There's a microphone there that will pick you up. Turn it around here.
Thank you.
That's a fairly close, accurate representation of where the lot lines would be.
Yes. It definitely looks like the majority of the trees on the north side are on my property. We definitely would like to retain as many as possible. We do need to put a roadway in there. You know, ultimately, we don't want to destroy the look of the land and also interfere with the neighboring property.
Okay.
So we would definitely make efforts to try and retain as many of those trees as possible.
Can I get clarification here on one item, please?
Representations are closed here.
You said his property. I'm under the impression it's not his property.
Okay. Again, we don't take any further comments from the audience at this point, but if you wanted to address that, I'll let you go ahead.
I have an offer to purchase on the property, and you're correct. It is not presently my property.
All right.
Thank you.
Clarification there. Thank you. Any other questions from the committee here?
I don't have any questions, no.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse me, can I ask one question of the developer?
Not
please?
Normally,
no, at this point, no.
Okay. Ask a couple questions of the planner here. This particular property's been vacant for a long time.
Yes.
Have you had any people over the years that have approached you regarding development on this property?
No, not at all. And I've been the planner for North Kadona and East Kadona and Chanscona since December 2001. And in all that time, I've never had anyone call me about any development along Henderson Highway or this lot between along the Red River. I've done one application down the old Q Club. I did that application. I did the Enterprise car rental across the street, and I've had a few phone calls for the Calvin Community Club. The only other place along Henderson I've been involved in is would be the Bergen cutoff. When we did the credit union there, there's been a
couple things there.
And the credit union, Cinnabon Credit Union, when it expanded with their parking lot, I did about 3 years ago.
Now, of course, there's exceptions, but if somebody were to come out of the lot here at 488, would they be facing forward or backward, do you think, based on the site configuration?
Let me just take a look at the air photo for 488. Okay, so if someone was coming out of the lot, like...
In terms of traffic concerns there, you know, people were asking about traffic. Would they be backing onto Henderson or...
No, they would be driving out of this type of development. They would be driving forward. They wouldn't back into onto Henderson Highway.
And based on traditional driving patterns on Henderson Highway, in terms of drive to work and drive home from work, the majority of traffic would, in the AM rush hour, would be heading north or south?
They would be heading southbound.
Southbound
in the mornings.
Towards downtown? So traffic heading home, heading northbound on Henderson Highway, when they're trying to make a U-turn to get back to this property, would the traffic be heavier or lighter in the PM rush hour?
Well, the traffic heading southbound, I've driven it several times trying to come to the community committee when it used to be on 755 Henderson. The southbound traffic is a lot, considerably lighter in the and during the rush hour PM traffic.
So...
It wouldn't be difficult to make a U-turn, and I did it today, actually, to make a U-turn and drive down. I drove by the site. There was somebody cutting the grass. I did it, actually, during rush hour. It wasn't challenging at all to do. But that's just my observation over the last 8 or 9 years on Henderson Highway.
That's my experience, too. I'm asking
it's
a question.
It's pretty light. In terms of traffic volumes, and I just... Googled and took a look at a report. There's about traffic counts for 2009 show about 42,000 vehicles going down Henderson Highway. The number of traffic being generated by this development is considerably insignificant compared to that volume.
When the applicant came to you with this report, the report here says 14. Their consultation with the community that we were at in the panel, and supposedly the second one was for, in fact, was it 17 units?
Yeah, and for some reason the site plan that submitted in my application shows 14, so I'm...
Now, based on the zoning, what would it... Well, the maximum number he suggested was 27. Is that consistent?
Yes.
With what your population
the number of dwelling units they could have is considerably more proposing under either 14 or 19 or 17. Then they're allowed to have, I do believe, up to about 27 units.
The posting as it appeared in the newspaper, did it suggest the number of units that were proposed?
No, not at all.
Just the rezoning and the...
Just the rezoning and the variance for yards. We don't ever advertise the number of units or dwelling units for an apartment building or for a plan of subdivision for lots. Usually, unless it's a plan of subdivision, then we show the number of lots on there. We never say the creation of 17 lots or 14 lots, unless it's in association with a zoning agreement amendment, which is a different type of...
I just noticed another different number here on the top of...
It says 15.
15 in one spot.
Can I make a comment?
So based on the communication... No, sorry. Based on the communication with the community being at 17 and such, and it was suggested by the applicant they would like it to be wide open and to consider even more units. Do you think going with 17 would be a reasonable? Well, I shouldn't ask it this way.
You could put a zoning agreement. We're already proposing a zoning agreement in terms of site plan to come back to this community committee in terms of the style, the landscaping, certainly. That issue regarding the trees, the buffering in the north yard, all that would be reviewed by the community.
We have to still come back to community.
Yeah, and the community committee was not pleased with the size of the building, which would dictate the number of units. You could say, I want a smaller building.
And would be able to require that various types of visibility walls and fences, and so headlights are not going across.
Yes, they would not be able to construct the building unless it's approved to plans that the community committee approved.
Site plans could include the forcing of putting in a light barrier fence.
Fencing, landscaping. Usually that's traditional in any kind of multiple family or commercial development with a rezoning agreement.
Does this area fall under the Henderson Highway secondary plan of any sort?
Yes, it does. It's the secondary plan that goes from the Disraeli Bridge up to the Chief Pegasus Trail. It's called the Henderson Highway Secondary Plan. There's another one that covers some Chief Pegasus Trail north to the city of Winnipeg. Okay. That's the North Henderson Highway Secondary Plan.
The one that's
plan.
Relevant here, is this consistent?
Yes, it is consistent. That plan was initiated in the 70s, early 80s, and it has to do with the intrusion of commercial land uses. Back then, there were a number of some development pressures to tear down some single-family dwellings and erect commercial operations, and that secondary plan is to preserve the residential flavor and feel of South Henderson Highway. There was getting some piecemeal development happening where in the middle of a block, the house would get torn down. Next, you know, there was a restaurant with houses on both sides. That's not very good planning. It's either going to be a complete block development for commercial or our preference is to retain the residential characteristics of the street. So this is in keeping with that secondary plan, that this is not considered an incompatible use. It's a residential use.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, we can't take any more comments.
I just wanted to correct something you said.
No, we can't sure. Unfortunately. The item can be appealed, however, I believe. If any decision that's made can be appealed. Is that
not on the rezoning?
Not on the rezoning?
No,
just on the variance. Just
on the variance. On the variance. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, Councillor White, if you could take the chair for me, please.
Yes, sure.
Okay, regarding the subdivision and rezoning, I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Aye. I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the following amendment. Here, that anywhere that it suggests 14 or 15 units, that the number that's consistent with the public open houses, the 17 units, be substituted and to read no more than 17 units. If the
that the development should be limited to 17 units.
So you would like that as an in the zoning agreement, clause 2 would be added underneath the plan approval that there
yes.
shall not be more than 17 units.
17 residential units.
Okay, the motion has been moved. Any discussion? You wish to give your supporting reasons in the next motion?
Right.
I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Supporting reasons for this. Again, this particular lot has been vacant for the longest of times. There have been a couple times people have asked me about the lot, and people have been always throwing actually up ideas that are commercial actually. It's like, no, there's a secondary plan. It's inconsistent. You can't put a restaurant here, you know, a high-end steakhouse. There have been a couple of people that actually have contacted me over the years on this particular property. And again, just if you look at Plan Winnipeg, absolutely no. I believe that this is going to be a positive development. And while some people may not want to live in the immediate vicinity of it, that's your freedom. I have absolutely no belief, though, that this will lower your property values. I believe the regrowth and the regeneration of this block, in fact, will help property values in the immediate vicinity. These are not going to be, as far as I can tell, low-end condominium units with, you know, never backing onto the river. I think they're going to be very expensive, and it's going to make Henderson even a more exclusive residential enclave. So that's why I'll be supporting it. That's my comments. Thank you.
Okay. Those are the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Please.